Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to this beautiful day with all the best people I know, and that would definitely be you. And it is such an honor and a pleasure to have Jack Armstrong with us again. He is one of our favorites, and for sure one of BTR's favorites, because he is a pick of the day by the BTR staff, and we want to thank them for that. It's an important message, and we're very grateful that people are going to be able to hear all about it. Who doesn't want to experience peace? Who doesn't want to understand their purpose? Who doesn't want to feel happiness? Well, that is what Jack Armstrong is going to help us do today. If you'd like to speak with him live, just call in 347-637-1318. Press pound 1, and that'll put you through to the switchboard. Let me tell you a little bit about Jack Armstrong, if you don't already know. He does not really consider himself to be the author of these writings that he shares in his book, and he has a new audiobook as well, Lessons from the Source, which is a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey, but rather from Source. These lessons about life and spirituality transcend belief systems and explain profound spiritual principles in a gentle, patient, and good humor manner, using language that is clear and comfortable. It explains who we really are. It shares an important perspective on the challenges we face during our lifetime, and it also offers suggestions and techniques for meeting them. Jack's life journey has included stops as a nonprofit executive, a Peace Corps volunteer, congressional candidate, small business owner, actor, voiceover artist, and hospice volunteer. I think the best thing that you can all do is, if you have a chance, go to lessonsfromthesource.com, and there you'll find a great wealth of information. You won't be disappointed. It is a privilege and pleasure to have Jack Armstrong with us today. How are you, Jack?
Fabulous. And you know what? Listening to the enthusiasm in your voice is just a beautiful way to get the day started. At least it's early in the day out here on the West Coast. But it's great to be back with you again.
Well, I tell you, you were a hit show before, and I was so excited because, you know, to be a staff pick, you have to be very special, and you are. And I'm just so excited that you're going to reach so many thousands of people that I don't think it will be an accident today that they're going to hear your messages. And I know that everybody at the end of this call will be blessed, as I have been myself, in knowing you, and feel a lot more peace and purpose in their life. And I think that people really do strive for that. Do you find that peace is that common thread that most people come to you seeking what some of your lessons from Source are?
Boy, it's certainly a common thread for sure. And I was interested yesterday. You suggested to me that I pick maybe the top three obstacles to peace and three solutions that Source has. And I thought, wow, you know, these writings don't really come up with specific obstacles. But I started thinking about that and came up with three sort of out of my own consciousness, and then began looking through material and came up with some stuff that I would really enjoy sharing with your people. One of the things that, again, I don't know who all is listening into this. Many of the people, I'm sure, are familiar with Lessons from the Source. And as many of you probably know, I've been receiving this this material for more than 30 years, and for a long time I didn't know what was going on, but it's, excuse me, it's a form of channeling called interdictation, and it's like taking dictation from thoughts. And I've been doing it for literally, I mean, the first time was in 1978. And back a number of years ago, there had been nudges through the years. Yeah, you know, this isn't just for you. You need to share it with other people. And I, you know, was very reluctant to do that because I was afraid of what people would think. But I decided to go ahead and take a certain grouping of these writings and put them into a book that turned out to be Lessons from the Source. But this process has continued over all these years, and I've got volumes of stuff that nobody else has ever seen. And I may be wandering off topic here a little bit, but much of what I want to share is some of this other material. I do writing first thing in the morning, and a few months ago, one morning, it was just very clear that I needed to take time and go through all this other stuff that I didn't even know what was in it, and take a week and get away and so on and so forth. And it pushed me up out of my chair, and I thought, okay, I'm going to get online, see if I can find a place where I can stay for a week. But I had a coffee meeting with an old friend of mine, and I needed to leave to do that. And he said, so what's going on in your life? And I said, wow, this is really interesting. I had this strong feeling this morning that I've got to get away and go through all this other stuff. And he said, well, you can use my house for a week. And it was, you know, an hour and a half after this strong push. And I thought, okay, well, there's the sign. And I took him up on that and still going through it. But wow. I mean, it's the same kind of gentle, reassuring, easy to understand material that's in the book. But I'd forgotten about most of it. And I'm now going to, you know, start putting most of my time into sharing this stuff. So that's a long way of answering your thing about peace. And I do have some, you know, some segments from that, but we can go from wherever you want with this at the moment.
No, I love what you said, and I love exactly how you said it, because if listeners are feeling anything as I do, I feel peace just hearing your story. Your request for putting that out in the universe in prayer to God about where you should go for the writing, the answer coming with very seamlessly without any effort on your part, actually. And I also think it's wonderful for listeners to know that they're going to get a firsthand reading from you of some of this new material. So it's an ongoing process. And isn't that one of the messages that we're all in process? There is no graduation from life. Isn't that part of the judgment stuff that we have to let go of in our daily journey to self and discovery and all of those things that you talk about so beautifully in your book?
Yeah, I mean, it is a journey. And we all struggle, I think, with the same basic kinds of issues. One of the, as I've been going back through this old material, it's old but it's timeless, let's say, that one of the themes that is very consistent throughout is perfection. And at some point, my hope is that I'll be able to do another book with that theme. But you know, one of the basic themes of Lessons from the Source is, you know, we're all one. We're spiritual beings having a temporary simultaneous physical experience, and that our good is always accessible to us. And it uses the whole concept of divine order to explain that. And if you think about divine order as it's presented in the book or in general, I mean, there's perfection in the universe. There are some things we can't intellectually understand, but we accept as perfect, and we know that things are going to happen. And so the concept is, you know, if there's perfection in the universe and divine order, and we are all, and all of creation is our expressions of that same source, then there's you know, there's perfection in our lives, but capturing that intellectually and accepting it and understanding it is tough. But each of these three pieces that I pulled out just this morning, really, relate, they all relate to perfection. But would you like me to go ahead and read one of these things?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's great. And again, if you want to speak with Jack, and I know he has a great Facebook following, you do a lot of teaching there as well, you just call 347-637-1318 and we'll put you through. But please share with us this information because, that is what it's about. What a gift.
Well, yeah, and please interrupt me, and if calls come in, I would love to talk with people. As I said earlier, you just sort of planted this seed with me yesterday. Okay, what are three obstacles to peace? And I started thinking, well, in my life, one of them is and has been for a long time, though I've finally let go of most of it, is having to make things happen and needing to be in control, and why don't things work out the way I want them to work out? And I pulled out this little piece that was written in 2005. And again, all of these writings are in the first person singular, and it's a voice from source or whatever, you know, you want to call that. It's not, the first person singular is not me. It's written to me or to the reader. This one says, "Let me speak to you again about faith. It is as simple and natural as breathing, yet seems to you so difficult to accomplish. The essence, again, is letting go. Letting your good materialize without stress or anguish and without your feeling the need to be in control. It is not about you and or your perceived value by others. It happens when you can release the fears and feelings of inadequacy that you have allowed your ego to use to control you. Imagine a tomato plant feeling the need to produce the perfect tomato. And rather than simply understanding that calling and allowing it to develop naturally, tries to control the sun and rain and to convince the farmer to fertilize the soil in the way the plant considers best. All of its energy and effort go into its own struggles to ensure the perfection of the object it is to produce, rather than allowing its existing systems, which were created specifically to accomplish that goal, to function as they should, without personal will, and knowing with supreme confidence that the tomato is on its way. This is very similar to your own situation. You are so anxious about your good unfolding exactly as you think it should that you have worked yourself into a state of confusion and fear and panic. Let go of the reins. They already are in my hands. My intention, like yours, is to allow and enable the perfection of the divine plan to unfold effortlessly in your life. Let go of the need to make things happen according to the needs of your ego. Relax and experience total peace. And let me work my wonders. Perfection is your essence. Rest in it. See it as your true identity. Accept it. And allow your life to unfold through it. You already are perfection, for you are my creation. You do not need to create your own perfection, as you think it should be. Relax and let me carry the burden. That is how it was meant to be. You are loved. Go out into this day joyously and peacefully, for that is your nature. Expect perfection, for that is your entitlement. Abandon the fear and cast it on me, for I will gladly bear your burdens. Accept the blessings." I love that thing about the tomato plant.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love listening to you read. What a gift. See, we can't always be at your readings when you're doing them in person, but this is in person, really, because the energy, talk about feeling the energy. I love that. I love that. Expect the best. Know that you already have it and get rid of this ego control. why do we do the very thing that we don't want to do? It's so crazy. And seeing the analogy, visualizing the tomato plant, it makes it so simple. You know, I can relate that to my own life, which I guess is what these messages are about. But, you know, do you find that that is something that people get a lot of peace with, is a lot of these analogies that come through in these writings?
Yeah, that I can't attest to how people, whether people get peace from specific things, but the analogies are one of the things I love most about this material. Mm-hmm. And again, I can't come up, I'm not making this stuff up. I am in awe of this process, and as many of you have heard me say, I love writing, and I love words, and I love communication, and when I write my own stuff, literally to this day, I struggle with it, and I, you know, well, how am I going to say this, and how am I going to say that? This material, when it's happening, all I need to do is get out of the way, and just write whatever is coming through, and it doesn't need any editing. But the analogies like that are just wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too, Jack, I think that anybody listening has had something in their life where they felt, you know, out of control, or they felt the need to be in control. And when they feel that need to be in control, you're not living in peace, because the trust that there's somebody or source or universe or God who's really got your best interest in, you know, at hand. I think that so much trust comes through these messages that really nothing is bad if you take the time to reflect and consider the possibilities may be better than you ever expected. We limit ourselves with our own thinking, don't we? Have you found that to be true in the writings? That, you know, look at all these things you're writing that you are more shocked about than anybody else. Like, wow, I can't believe I just wrote that, you know? I mean, we really do limit ourselves with our own minds.
Oh, of course. And I think that's to me, that's the essential struggle. That's why we're here, in a way. I mean, we are spiritual beings operating on a level where all things are possible and there are no limitations. And yet we have this dual identity where we're still spiritual beings and we're still at that level, but we're also simultaneously taking this little trip in the physical world. And the book itself, Lessons from the Source, talks a lot about illusions and about how we give power to things that happen to us or people who confront us or, you know, situations or conditions that don't, in and of themselves, don't have any power over us, but our human minds that needs to make sense of things and needs to be in control and needs to figure things out and gets, you know, insulted easily and forgets its own perfection, gets caught up in all that stuff. So that's the, from, and again, I'm just giving you my own take, that for me, recognizing when that's happening, that, wow, okay, I'm giving away a little bit of my power here, what's going on? The book talks too about needing to view your life in the physical world from the perspective of the spiritual, of your true spiritual identity. I've had a number of things over the years where, many of these things are specific to me, and those aren't included in these writings, but it'll say, you're not in control. You know, you don't need to understand. You don't need to figure things out. Just allow your own good to unfold, your own blessings. But it's hard, you know. Mm. It's really hard.
And you know, Jack, the other thing that I love is this idea of illusions, as you mentioned. I think that that is so powerful. But this idea that we have to understand in order to benefit from it, that illusion of having control, if we understand. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, there are a lot of things that I use in my daily life that I don't understand how they work. This computer being one of them. I mean, you know, I can't build a computer. I don't understand how the web works. I have no idea, but that doesn't stop me or prevent me from enjoying the benefits of being able to air this wonderful show with you and get a message out all across the world. Do you think I understand how iTunes works on 24/7 download? No idea. But I enjoy the benefit, and I don't get hung up in understanding those types of things. I accept, I have that awareness, and then I go ahead and create an action that's positive from it. And I think that's really what you're saying is, you know, once you have this awareness, things in the dynamic of that paradigm shift. And when you have the awareness, you know, then you can accept that situation for the truth, and then you can create these new actions from it. But your perspective, I absolutely love this, really getting those glasses on, even though we're in the body, but getting the eyes to see through the spirit. That's what I found just so comforting in your book and your messages.
Well, your illustration of the computer and the internet is perfect, because I'm the same way, and that's a beautiful example in real life of, okay, I don't understand this, but I'm going to allow it to happen, and it works, and that's fine. It's the need to get to that point on, okay, it feels like I don't have any money, but I'm going to allow it to happen because there's an infinite substance, or I'm really struggling with this issue, and I'm worried about how it might turn out. That's our human mind trying to figure it out, and letting go, and asking for guidance, and trusting and allowing is what it's all about. But again, it's a daily challenge. For all of us, I think.
It is a daily challenge. And, you know, Jack, I'm just going to bring it up. I feel inspired to share with people and with you, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. But a friend of mine had a dear friend of hers overcome breast cancer, overcome another cancer, I believe it was uterine cancer. I mean, all sorts of battles for years, and breasts removed, and, you know, it was just really very difficult. And this woman came through it all, you know, did the chemo, did the treatments, did the radiation, and was at a place in her life where she was feeling healthy and kind of felt like, okay, it's all right now, you know, and that sense of everything's okay now. And she ended up in this freak car accident dying. And, you know, she didn't die right away, as I understand it from my friend. You know, she was in a really good place, and she was at peace. And maybe that was her time to leave. She was at peace. But the irony that we think, well, if I just overcome this battle, or if I just had this, or if I could, you know, be cured of whatever, I mean, we think then we're free. But we don't know. We don't know what's around the corner next, good or bad. And I think that's why it's so important to trust that, you know, right now there is a meaning for every existence of every person living. There's a special purpose for every person that's listening to this. And it's not to wait till tomorrow. It's to begin in the now.
I absolutely agree with that. And there's no logical why did this happen answer for that woman's situation, and there are tragedies in life and mysteries and things that we never will be able to understand from our human consciousness. Why in the world did that happen? But I need to just accept, okay, there is perfection. And in the book, it talks about, again, I mentioned that there's good in every situation. There's a blessing in every situation. And I believe that. But when you hear a story like that, or about mass murder, or whatever, it's, you know, our human mind wants to say, where is the good in that? You know, what's the blessing in that? And we don't know. But I at least am at a point where I accept that there is a blessing. And let me just grab this.
Yeah, maybe there's a specific point in the book, a lesson that you'd like to share that addresses that, because I want the listeners to know that this theme of peace, I mean, who doesn't want to feel peaceful? Who doesn't want to have that peace so that those circumstances around us, or what we watch on the news, or what we think, you know, is really the end of the world in our life, who doesn't want to feel that peace? And Jack's writings really talk about that source being the essence of peace and how to access it. So, yes, please share some more. I'd love to hear you read these lessons. I mean, really, really terrific. I love it. What a gift. You know, everybody has a gift, but not everybody unwraps it, Jack, like you.
Well, bless you. That's nicely said. Just as a sidebar, you had mentioned earlier the audiobook, and for a while, there is an audiobook version where I'm reading this stuff, and it's nice to hear you say that's helpful. I was able to reach an agreement with a company that will list the audiobook exclusively on Audible and iTunes and Amazon, and that's going to happen very soon. We had some problems uploading the files to that, so I can't give you a link today, but I've taken the audiobook off the website, but that's going to be unlimited distribution all around the world, and I'm very excited about it, and I'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah, and I'm going to do another shameless plug for you, because I just want people to know, if you go to www.lessonsfromthesource.com, Jack has a beautiful newsletter that I look forward to getting, and I know that you will as well. So just make sure that you get your information in there. There's another group that I've belonged to for quite a while now, and I would encourage everybody to join. It's facebook.com/JackArmstrongAuthor, and he has a great group. Some of the best people you will want to meet, best people we know, find other best people we know. And these are a great, you know, it's a great group, and I think that we are who we associate with, and these are people that you'll want to meet, and Jack gives his personal insight and continued teaching. So that kind of gives you the mind vitamins to feed your whole soul on a regular basis. You know, you got to take those vitamins every day for them to work. So I think getting into Jack's network will really help keep your momentum going for living these lessons, feeling your peace, feeling that happiness and joy that you deserve, that you know, the source God wants to give to you, and that's why you're here. So what are you going to read for us now, Jack?
I'm going to give one clarification on that. There is the Jack Armstrong Author is a Facebook page that really, it's there, but I haven't really started using it yet. And that's the emphasis there is going to be sharing all this new material with people.
Okay.
And there is a Lessons from the Source Facebook page, and there's a Lessons from the Source group, which I think is the one you were referring to. And you can find those on Facebook. But I'm really excited about this new material and the Jack Armstrong Author, which if I could have put the author in quotes, I would have. But that's where we're going to do that. What I'm going to read to you now, building on what you were saying before about, you know, what we were talking about, you know, the woman who died in the car accident and the difficulty in figuring out where the blessing is. This is from the book itself, not from the new stuff, and it's in the second chapter in a section called A Higher Perspective. I'm going to read a couple things. Rejoice in your good, but rejoice also in what might commonly be perceived as your bad. For if you truly believe that your life is unfolding as part of the divine order of the universe, you will know that your good will manifest in a perfect way and with perfect timing. You will rest secure in the knowledge that whatever happens in your life is part of the perfect process of the unfoldment of your good. When you see your life on earth from this perspective, the negatives will fade away from your path, for you will know that they cannot influence you. That's one little chunk, and there's a longer one here right after it that I'm going to read. It is easy for you to identify and give thanks for the major blessings in your life, and your gratitude for them is very important. But what is harder for you to understand is that everything in your life, every person, every encounter, everything that happens to you, everything that you can see or feel or sense in any way is a blessing. The challenge here, of course, is in seeing everything as a blessing. Human consciousness finds hatred and anger and pain and despair and illness and all of the other negatives of the world to be anything but a blessing. It is agonizingly difficult for you to find the blessings in life's most difficult moments. But it is essential that your faith remind you of the importance of acting as if they were there. Offer thanks for them, even when you have no idea what those blessings might be. Believe that there is a higher truth and another reality where everything is in fact working together for good. This is not always a truth that you can fully understand. And there will be times when your doubt or sadness or anger or outrage will challenge it. So be it. If it is helpful to you, you can compare your travails to those of a movie in which there appears to be no conceivable way for the hero or heroine to find a way out of the difficulties confronting them, yet you know in the back of your mind as you watch the movie that there will in fact be a positive ending. That incredible forces will come to play and all will be well in the end. The reality where these incredible forces exist is beyond the world of your human consciousness, beyond the physical world you presently know. As you confront your challenges, no matter how difficult, you can and should rest in the assurance that there will be a perfect outworking, and that all of these things are happening for a higher purpose that has yet to be revealed to you. While this is difficult to believe in your present life, accept it as if it were true, and you will weather difficult times and be a source of strength for yourself and for others.
Wow, I love that. We have some people in the chat room who are like, yes, I love that unfolding and the words that you select. And that is, I wanted to just say, Lael Haynes, she's actually a pastor. She is just asking me to pass on a quote of hers to you. She says, please pass this on to Jack for me. Blessings sometimes come in the most clever disguises. And
beautiful.
Yes, and she's saying all our rough journeys are simply boot camp to fill our calling. You gotta love that one. I really think the analogies are probably my favorite part, and I said it earlier in the show because the analogies bring it to life. You know, people love stories. We love stories, and that. Segment you just read with the movie analogy, it's so true. We go to the movies and we know that there's going to be all these twists and turns, but we know there's going to be ending that's going to be happy and successful. We just don't know how. And we enjoy the process. We pay money to go see that process to get that feeling created in us. Yet when it comes to the movie of our own life, you know, we don't have that same trust. It's talk about being a little upside down. You know, it's crazy.
You know, it's interesting. Movies come up a lot in these things, and I pulled one out this morning that doesn't really relate to the peace issue, but I love this, and just since you mentioned the movie thing, I'm going to read this one to you too. And again, this is stuff that nobody's ever seen or heard before. This is a big deal. You know what? Because I'm reading stuff here to the folks listening that nobody else has ever heard. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool.
It says, know that you are safe and guided and protected and prospered. You do not have to know how the rest of your days will unfold. Simply know that they will unfold perfectly. And that perfection is not the responsibility of your conscious mind to determine or define. Again, we use a visit to the movies as an example. You enter the theater, as you enter each day, with the expectation that you will be entertained, though you have no idea specifically what will happen or how the storyline will unfold. As you enter from the outside, quote, reality, you leave your cares at the door, grab some refreshment and sustenance, and move without effort or concern toward the assigned arena. You find a comfortable place in the darkness, away from all other reality, and you eagerly anticipate the upcoming storyline and entertainment. You have suspended your focus on things of your daily world and opened yourself to whatever may come. Take this same approach to each day. Leave your cares behind you as the day's show begins. Enter the day refreshed, relaxed, and in eager anticipation of the storyline that is about to unfold. Allow yourself to laugh or cry or be inspired or even be frightened, and join those other souls who seemingly serendipitously have found themselves in this same arena in allowing the unknown and unexpected to unfold before you. Go forth in peace and love.
You know, see, we've got to just put on some new spiritual vision here, and that's what these lessons from Source are about, new ways of thinking that create new ways of feeling that then create new ways of being. And certainly the peace that I'm feeling just listening to you read this, that audiobook is going to be so fabulous because we can all listen to you now. I can take you to the grocery store with me and put you, download you on the phone. I'm telling you, this is terrific to have the new material as well. And if anybody has a question, you feel free. You can still have time to call in 347-637-1318. And if you had something to share, or maybe there was something that you wanted to ask Jack, and that you had a particular situation in your life, and maybe he can find that lesson that would help give you that peace that you're seeking. Was there something else that you wanted to share in the new readings for people, that something that was just touching your heart to share?
There were a couple other things that, I mean, I could go on for hours here.
We'll have you back, Jack. But it's just so great to hear you say what the lessons are. I think, you know, has the greatest meaning.
In thinking about your question about obstacles to peace, and one of them that I've been dealing with recently is change and life's transitions and so on. And this one popped out at me. It said, "Let there be peace in your soul. Let there be no disturbance in your perception of perfection. Let go of it all. Perfection is. Any perception to the contrary is an illusion. You are at a transition point, and the storms of despair and uncertainty often swirl around the human consciousness at moments like these. For change and uncertainty always are challenges. You all have entered this adventure for a purpose. Do you remember the illustration of life as a thrill ride at an amusement park?" And that's one that was in the book. "The initial experience of trying each new ride for the first time can be terrifying, but the reality is one of safety and protection. Smile as you climb on board the new, frightening, exhilarating, and temporary adventure. See in your mind the large ship steering a steady course through seas that for the moment are turbulent. Yes, there can be some discomfort for the passengers, but it will end, and the ship itself is not affected, nor is its course or its inevitable arrival at its destination. It is the journey, the adventure, that is both the challenge and the reward. A time of transition is one of closing up and saying goodbye to the old and moving into the unknown perfection of the new. Everyone experiences them many times during the journey, and of course the journey itself begins and ends with the ultimate transitional experiences. it has just now occurred to you that the terminology for death of making one's transition explains it perfectly. Birth and death both involve departing the known into the mystery of the unknown. All is perfection. Do not resist it. Welcome it and celebrate it, even though your human consciousness cannot understand it and is inclined to allow all manner of emotions to be stirred up because of it. Accept the perfection and journey in peace.
You know, I really, well, that speaks to me because I'm in a life transition right now. You know, this idea that change is, it's good in that it's part of that process to have the peace that we want. You know, that is something that I think most people can relate to, because change for some reason is associated with something negative, stress, the anxiety. But the words that you use, or the words given to you to use, adventure, unfolding, experience, or the rides that exhilarate us, you know, in the amusement park, you know, those all bring positive feelings to me as I hear you read them, and I suspect as I look at the chat room, a few others as well. Do you think that's something that takes a lot of practice, or do you think it's something that we can embrace easier by just repeating these lessons again to ourselves?
Oh, I think often, you know, for many people, change is scary, you know, because we're going into the unknown. But often, again, and I don't have an example of it in front of me, but these things talk about embrace the delightful uncertainty of the unknown, or something that that's not even
delightful
doing justice
uncertainty.
To the
wording. Ooh,
but it's hard stuff. But we all change, and again, it goes back in my mind to perfection. And if you can accept that there's perfection in everything, even though we don't understand it, and allow that change to unfold, you know, your friend's friend who had the breast cancer, you know, went through all those changes and allowed them to unfold, and then boom, you know, maybe that was her, who knows? I mean, there's no way, but maybe that was her lesson, was being able to accept and allow healing to take place, and she learned that, and who knows? I'm sort of wandering off topic.
No, but I think, I think that the thing is that, you know, I liken it to, that being on the potter's wheel, and when, you know, that mucky stuff that people make beautiful pieces of, what do you call, dinnerware or whatever, a vase or something. When all that stuff is wet and you can reshape it, and, you know, it can be wet going around that wheel, spinning around, and you can reshape it, you can poke it, you can create handles, you can create a spout. But once it goes in the kiln and it's heated, that's it. So I was, you know, I kind of like what you're saying, because it makes me feel like, well, maybe she left here being in the kiln at her most beautiful best. You know, she had learned those lessons, and that was her best. And what a beautiful gift to be able to transition being at your beautiful best, you know. So, I love the different ways of looking at things, because, you know, my own mind, Albert Einstein, if your own mind gets you there, it's not going to get you, it got you into the problem, it's not going to get you out of it, into the solution. So that's why you're giving us a new way of thinking. We have a caller on 415 that you're on the air, 415-589. You're speaking to Jack Armstrong. Go ahead.
405, is it me?
Yep, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Deb. It's Lael.
Hey, Lael.
It's so nice to meet you, Jack.
Great to meet you, too.
Yes, I'm curious your take on post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Do you have any recommendations for how people can deal easier with the triggers and so forth?
One thing I didn't make clear at the beginning that I usually do is that I don't present myself as having answers. I, for some reason, have been chosen by the universe to just sort of receive this material and to share it with people. But
if there's a lesson that you, I think you do have some lessons on dealing with stress and anxiety.
That's what prompted me to ask. I heard you say that.
Yeah, some great lessons on how to deal with that stress or anxiety. It really ties into, it seems to me, these things that you've been sharing about trusting that there is that goodness, finding that goodness.
Yeah.
If there's a lesson in anything to deal with that, it would be terrific. Who doesn't have stress in their life, right? I mean, and that's what it's about, is finding that peace.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I work with a lot of sexual abuse survivors, and I am one myself. And I know that that's a very difficult thing for every one of them to deal with, because most of them do strive for happiness and try to understand the lessons that they've learned, but the triggers are very hard to deal with.
Well, two people who are very close to me in my life also are survivors of sexual abuse, and I have seen the impact without going into any detail, but I can't even begin to imagine it. And again, and I'm just giving you my own take, because I don't pretend to be able to offer diagnoses or anything, but that whole issue of that I read from the book, there's no way of understanding why this happened. And somehow, somewhere, there's a blessing in it. And being able to just accept that that's true, even though we'll never understand it, is for me at least a way that I can begin to release some anxiety. I don't know why this stuff is happening in my life, and there's a lot going on in my life right now that is really hard, and I don't understand why it's going on, but it is. And somehow I said to somebody yesterday, I'm at peace with all of this. And I think the I don't want to give you my life story, but I grew up worrying about all kinds of stuff and feeling stress and fear and doubt, and that was the way I lived my life. And I'd receive these writings, which are incredible, and I'd read them and say, wow, that's pretty cool. I couldn't have written that, and I put it away and forget about it. And so here's this treasure trove of stuff I was sitting on, but in the couple years leading up to the time I decided to go ahead and do the book, I went through a real dark night of the soul period and spent a lot of time with this material and just contemplating it. And I got to a point where I began living it to a large extent. I mean, I don't think anybody ever lives it fully, but I don't have any fear or stress about anything anymore. And there certainly are enough. I'm sorry?
That is a spiritual awakening. That's what happens when you have a spiritual awakening.
Mm. And, I think for many of us, too, we forget that, of course, you guys that I'm a quote Facebook visual fan of all these little pithy statements, those little mind vitamins, but how much more do I appreciate that sunny day in Boston after we've had 7 straight days of cold, rainy, wet weather? I mean, I don't necessarily like that, but if it wasn't for one, I wouldn't be able to appreciate the other. I mean, so many people in my life, I'll put you two in there, how much more I appreciate sincere people who seek truth and honesty to be the best person they were created to be. You know, sometimes it's because I've dealt with a lot of people that really haven't had that mantra. You know, they're very much the All About Me show and seem to have an enjoyment for getting ahead with all those things that we're talking about, the control and the negativity that we don't want. You know, so in some ways it's really a blessing to have had those terrible, painful experiences to be able to work in helping with others. I, too, am a sexual abuse survivor, and I truly believe that's one of the reasons why I work with teens, 15-year-olds at my parish, and I have about 70 of them being confirmed this Saturday. We have rehearsal tonight, so that's 140 people. But, you know, I think that that's part of something good that came out of something bad, or listening to Jack and reading his book, which I'm holding in my hand, you know, I think that that's part of it. I know, Lael, you spread love sprinkles all over the place, and, you know, maybe that's one of the reasons. But we do help each other, don't we? Isn't that part of what we need to do?
Yes, I mean, you were the one that pretty much got me on board when I was going through a difficult time. And I can't remember what the quote was. Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous, and it was by Albert Einstein. And, you know, that really helped me so much, and I just kind of watched you and learned to model you, and I learned so much. So you're such an inspiration to so many.
And, like,
you
know,
there's a quote by Wayne Dyer, and I'm looking at my blog right now. With everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened to you as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose.
And it's so fascinating to me that there's basically one set of spiritual truths, and they are expressed in an infinite variety of ways by all kinds of people, and some of them resonate with one person and not with another. There's nothing new in this material that I've received and written down. But it works for some people. And I mean, that Wayne Dyer quote is perfect. I mean, it is. It's our choice. You know.
I like to think that we're all a beautiful flower in the garden of life, and, you know, maybe Jack's the rose, maybe Lael, you're the beautiful daisy, I don't know what I could be, you know, maybe a lily, but everybody listening, you know, we're all something different design, a different color, and I think that diversity is what makes it really spectacular for all of us to see the many colors, isn't it? We're all kind of a piece in that beautiful canvas of color. Is that what you think your message would be about? And maybe this person, maybe the sexual abuse or whatever it is, we don't know again where or when it's going to reveal itself, but the lessons are to know that it will.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We're not finished yet. We'll have to stay in touch. Everybody, go over to Jack's Facebook group. We'll all be excited to see what's going on. Lael, I can't thank you enough for calling in and sharing your shine with us. And Jack, give out how Lael and others, how we can connect with you. I love your group and getting your book and the audio and staying in touch again.
One thing that I want to say, and this is brand new also, the only people who are aware of it are the people who subscribe to my sort of newsletter sharing of wisdom and stuff, but Lessons from the Source finally is in ebook form, and why that took so long I'm not sure. Like you were talking earlier, Deb, I sort of get intimidated by technology, and I've never read an ebook in my life. I have to have a book in my hand to read. But people say, when are you going to do an ebook? When can I get it on my reader? And now there is one, there are two different formats that can work on Kindle or iPad or Nook or whatever, and We've put a couple of years ago, I did a small PDF ebook with some other previously unseen writings that were not included in the book, and that's had very limited distribution, but that's included in this. So
so the new material will be in that download.
Yeah, so there's lessons from the source in its entirety, as well as this other ebook, which I had called More Lessons from the Source, and it's just a number of other really interesting writings. And you can get that on lessonsfromthesource.com, and it, at the top right of any page, it'll say ebook now available or something. You click on that box, you can order the download, and for, you know, whatever kind of format works for whatever e-reader you might have. So, and this really, apart from last week, letting the subscribers know, this is the first I've shared that with anyone, and I'm going to obviously begin putting the word out, but I sort of wanted to save that for your program.
I think the word is out now. The word is out.
Another thing that I would like to say, and we've got like 5 minutes left, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Again, this is sort of I'm opening myself up here, but I really feel like I want to focus, and I need to focus, and I'm going to focus for the rest of my time here. I'm gonna the Lessons from the Source is going to be out there, and I'll keep talking about it, and it'll be there. But I've got this other ton of stuff. I mean, really, volumes of material that nobody has ever seen, and you've gotten a feel for what some of it is like. And I want to begin sharing that with people, but doing that is a little overwhelming for me. And I'm of, as they say, a certain age where trying to figure out how to do stuff is difficult. And there is what's in Lessons from the Source was written over a 3-month period in 1995. This is 30 plus years worth of stuff, and I'm feeling kind of overwhelmed by it. And I'm wanting to find a person or people who would be willing to work with me to figure out how best to organize this and what to do with it and how to get it out to the world. Because it's at this stage in my life, it feels like more than I myself can take on. So I candidly don't have a lot of resources to be able to pay people big bucks to do that. But I need help, and it's
so people can get in touch with you for this.
Absolutely. If anybody's interested in helping, I would love to talk with you about it, and I don't even know what that means, to be honest with you.
Deb, am I still on air?
You are.
Anna Hillis, it would be my recommendation. Jack, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. I'll send you a friend request and introduce you to her. She's fantastic.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Lael, I will put you back on the silent mode here, but I am so grateful, and I know Jack is and all the callers, you know, thank you for sharing with us and taking the time to call in. We love you. We appreciate you. We help each
love
other, right?
Love you, too. Thank you for
Big
having
girlfriend.
Me.
Girlfriend.
Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. I tell you, the best people we know, guests and listeners. We are one, the Positive People Network. I love it. So people, if you have something that you think you can contribute to get out positive messages, you know, you pass on a positive message, and the first person that's going to be affected by it is you. And these messages from Jack are really a blessing. They've blessed my life. They've blessed many. And, you know, get in touch with him if you know of someone. And that's what we do, is help each other here. And I think that's so important. I wanted to just make sure that I had my two cents in, because one of the paragraphs that I love in the book talks about having faith and not considering any other option. And again, getting to your analogies, Jack, I'm going to read something from your book. Faith does
Wonderful.
Not even... How's that? It's not going to sound as good as you, but I got to get it in here. Faith does not even consider other options. Does the flower or tree think about its own demise or worry about how its growth will happen? Does a fish in the sea worry about its source of supply? Do you worry about your supply of air or the effective functioning of your lungs? Of course not. This is true faith. It happens when your entire being is oriented toward the availability of whatever is needed for its own well-being. And I think that reading these lessons increases and feeds faith to know that the things we think we have to do, we don't. We don't think about breathing air. We don't think the tomato analogy, the movie, whatever it is, there's just, we already have it. We just need to get the eyes to see, you know. And I think that, Jack, a lot of people are going to get an immense avalanche of hope knowing, hey, you know what? It's not that far from me. I just need to get it activated. And I think that's what these lessons do, is activate the faith and love and beauty that's already inside of each one of us.
That's beautifully said. That's beautifully said.
Well, this is what your book inspires. See what you create? I can't believe we're out of time. We're a little bit going over time. It has just been a privilege and a pleasure to have Jack Armstrong with us. And if he's blessed you and you can help him get the message out, share this show with a friend. You can download us on iTunes 24/7. Jack is a real person with a real heart, with a real soul, and he's really available, and you can really talk to him. And he wants you to get in touch with him. He's helped thousands of people. And, you know, we can't go into every single detail of all of the blessings people have experienced in this hour, but we can certainly give you that hope and that inspiration that the best is yet to come. And just because it hasn't worked for you before doesn't mean that the key you need to unlock the door to the new landscape in your great new life isn't about to happen. You know, if somebody keeps giving you the wrong keys, it's not going to work in the door. But maybe today, Jack Armstrong with Lessons from Source has given you that key that fits into your door. And now you can see things and experience things in greater capacity to love, to let go of fear, let go of worry, and really embrace a new you. And we all want that, and I think we all deserve that. And Jack, it's just, the best is yet to come with you. Who knows what will be happening next, what you'll be giving us, but you're just awesome, and we love and appreciate you, and thanks for coming back.
Oh, bless you. The best is yet to come for all of us. You know, that's what we need to understand and accept and celebrate, and it is such an honor and a thrill and fun to be on your program again, and I hope we can do it again sometime soon.
We will. We are fun people. Best people we know people are humble, energetic, fun, and help each other. So we're sticking with that story. Everybody, make sure you check out Jack Armstrong, lessonsfromsource.com. He's also on Twitter. Lessons from the Source. Thank you. And any final word, send-off that you want to give to people, Jack?
No, just thanks for taking the time to listen, and much love and many blessings to each of you.
Thank you. Well said. Go out and be a blessing, and you will truly be blessed. And I always love my famous Oscar Wilde quote, be yourself because everybody else is taken. And Jack Armstrong's going to help you discover who you truly are, because the world needs you to share your shine and share this show with a friend. And thanks you, Jack Armstrong. God bless you for sharing your shine with us. Lots of love. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.